There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me whenever there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about. And if you're feeling very sort of calm and relaxed today, well, that's great. So you can just tuck the phone number in your wallet for a day where you could actually use some help. But you're always welcome to call whenever you would like to about whatever it is that's on your mind. All right, so when we put this up about the Confederate flag, there have been stories about South Carolina and license plates, and now there are two more stories. So we said there's been a great deal of controversy surrounding the Confederate flag, so which was prescient, since there are two more stories today, and there will probably be two more tomorrow, and so it goes. But we asked the question, what other symbols have negative or offensive connotations? Do any come to mind for you, Manny?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind, I think, obviously, is the Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that...
I think for an awful lot of people. And as I said, you know, it's an ancient symbol. And it was used for all sorts of things well before the Nazis. But I think that it has come to focus and symbolize that, and is viewed as kind of an anathema because of that. So I'm trying to think if there are any other that are less obvious. The things that say whites only or blacks only, that is pretty offensive.
Yeah.
That tends to be mostly in the South. I'm trying to think if there are any ones that are sort of obvious. There probably are. Hopefully our listeners have come up with some that we haven't. The 99% one has, but that's the symbol for the what's the V for victory, that the Guy Fawkes mask. But I don't think that's an anathema. I think that that's kind of a rallying point. I'm trying to think if there are any other ones that are sort of rallying points for people one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the rainbow flag, but I don't know that anybody views that as particularly controversial. I mean, I think that was a very smart thing to do because it's a rainbow. How can you be against rainbows?
Right.
I'm just trying to think if there are any other ones that really are offensive to people. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. All right, so let's see what people on Facebook said. Hopefully there's not all these comments that just say the Nazi flag, but we'll see what people say. All right, let's see what folks are sort of being upset about or noticing.
Well, Susan says the Nazi symbol, one of the most hated symbols in the Western world and always symbolizes Nazism. Although it continues to be commonly used as a religious symbol in Hinduism and Buddhism.
Well, again, they're more that they really predate Germany, really as even as a country, and I think it's sometimes referred to as is it the Greek cross that it's referred to as? I think it is.
Sure.
So yeah, but it certainly has. It's one of those examples of something that was really relatively benign, and then is not benign anymore. I think it's called the Greek cross. Let's see if I can find. Greek cross meaning. Let's see what it says here. You keep going. I'll see what I can find here.
Connie says the swastika for sure. Burning crosses, pointing white hoods.
Pointing white hoods, good example. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Marquita says, I think it's really quite interesting that the same Americans who want to rid the country of the Confederate flag would be completely outraged if there was a movement to take down the American flag for all the imperialistic war and bloodshed it stands for. It's also interesting that nearly all Americans can agree that swastikas have no place in public, despite the very innocent history the symbol had prior to World War II. Even more interesting is that Americans almost unanimously agree that freedom of speech allows each one of us the right to fly whatever flag we want to, but no one can seem to agree on what consequences are warranted for those who fly flags that mean something ugly to their neighbor. Everyone wants everyone to stop being so sensitive, but we're all so darn sensitive to anything that challenges how we see and feel about these different symbols. Everyone thinks they're right. Hypocrisy everywhere.
Well, I'm not sure it's hypocrisy if you believe it strongly. I think it's hypocrisy if you say one thing and do another.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that I would agree that hypocrisy is really the issue here. I think emotional response is certainly part of it. That I agree with you that it's emotionally based, but we are emotional creatures. Oh, let's see if we have Nazi cross. Let's do that. I think it's called the Iron Cross, isn't it? Maybe that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying, because Greek cross really got me something very different. Let's see if I can find this. They're saying Iron Cross, that isn't what the Iron Cross is either. They're saying the Iron Cross is the same as the Greek cross, which isn't, that isn't what we're looking for. We're looking for this one just... Let's try not to keep going. I'll just see if I can find this. It turns out that how you define it, I mean, we're having a hard time with this one. Keep going.
Let's see. Well, Julie says, I don't see the Confederate flag as negative or offensive. It's part of our history.
Well, that's what people who are saying leave it alone are saying, that it more is identifying with the... With the South rather than any particular issue about racism. But, and I mean, look, to a certain extent, the Civil War really wasn't ever about racism, even though that's how we've come to define it, but it actually wasn't. It was like most things, or it was economic, or at least most wars. But again, I think that the Nazi cross, however we're going to, and if you look up Iron Cross, it isn't what it looks like, or the Greek cross isn't what it looks like either, so I don't know how we're going to find exactly what the definition of it is. But the idea being that if in fact something started out as kind of benign and then gets associated with things, that that's what happens when it gets associated with it. So we just call it the swastika, apparently. Okay,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is that. So if you look up swastika, then, but again, swastika had a completely different meaning up until World War II.
Yeah.
So.
That's what. Yeah, it's
from the from the runic alphabet.
Yeah.
So basically. And the runes were sort of, apparently Nazis were absolutely transfixed by the notion of runes. But it was a symbol long before that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because even now, like the Confederate flag, you see the Ku Klux Klan, you know, walking around with that flag.
Yeah, it's the association.
It's the association with a lot of these things. It's the same thing with the swastikas. It's now it's even though that symbol was around before, you know,
well, exactly.
Germany,
it has become associated with it. And
right.
I think that's that's a legitimate kind of concern that you could say that the cross, which is presumably a positive symbol, was associated with all sorts of things before the crucifixion.
Right.
But now has a very specific meaning, and I think that specific meaning, the latest is what you attribute it to. Shannon, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello there. I'm calling about my job.
Okay.
And I have a pretty good job, but it's not really what I want to do. I was out of the job market for many, many years, and I got something very similar to what I wanted.
All right,
doesn't pay enough.
Yeah. All right, let me stop you for just a second. I'm going to put you on hold. What I want to know is what your job is now, what you like about it, what you don't like it about it, and we'll figure it out. I'll give you all the time you need. All right, let me put you on hold. Be right back to you. 855-993-7569. We're going to talk jobs with Shannon. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Shannon, and we're talking work. So, Shannon, what's your job now?
Okay, I'm a low-level buyer.
Okay.
which is kind of what they call a sourcer. And what I do is I find parts that need to be bought, and I get quotations on them. And then the buyer itself, that person, does the actual buying. And many years ago, I was a buyer at a really good level, and I enjoyed it. But I was out of the job market for a long time, got in the market, and found this job. And it's fine, but it clearly doesn't pay what I need to earn a living the way I want to work. Okay. So I'm looking for another job.
All right.
And what I end up, yes?
Go ahead.
Oh, what I end up getting is I get a lot of attention from employers for temporary employment, for a one-year contract, for exactly what I want to do, and it's significantly more money than I'm making now. But I hesitate to go forward with these, but I'm getting so many of them. And
well, but wait a minute. So you're telling me, and let me make sure I understand this correctly. The job that you have, which is a full-time job,
right,
is not what you want. The jobs you're being offered are exactly what you want, more money, but they're a year.
Right.
So it would seem to me that the obvious thing to do is to take the year job for a couple of reasons. First of all, you'll make more money. So if you can live relatively modestly for that year, you'll at least have a cushion that you probably don't have now. Mm-hmm. Number two, you'll have on your resume that you've done this kind of work. Number three, there's certainly the possibility, if you work out well during the year, that they'll continue with you. And so I'm not sure what the downside would be. And number four, I guess, you could always go back to the job you have or a similar job because you'd be a bit overqualified for it. But I don't see what the risk. I mean, if they were saying it's a 3-month position, that's one thing. But if they'll give you a year, and I would certainly ask the question, especially if you have more than one option, of what are the odds of continuing, assume that things work out well? Because it may be one that will say, not very high because it's only a one-year contract. One might say, well, we're just not sure because we think we're being acquired. And one might say, well, if you work out okay, that there's certainly the possibility, which means obviously you take the third one. But I don't see any particular downside to taking a year job that's more what you want, paying more money, and at least will have on your resume. Because the problem is that the job that you want, which it sounds to me like is the buyer job, was in the distant past. And as you point out, they're probably less worried about the fact that you've been out of the job market than you are. But this puts you right back in the job market at the level you want to be doing the job you want to do. So I don't see that there's much downside to it. And because you can presumably always go back to this kind of lower level job, and you'll be even more qualified a year from now than you are now because you've had that other sort of positive experience. Let me ask you another couple of questions. Number one, what were you out of the job market because you were raising kids?
Raising kids, and my husband had we got transferred for his job too.
Okay. So. How old are you now?
I'm 52.
Okay. Presumably, they can't ask you that. So if I were you, I'd make sure that I had, you know, maybe Grecian formula and looked adorable.
Yeah.
Because they can't ask you that.
Yeah, I look okay. I don't look.
Good.
Good. I'm okay.
And they can't ask you. So, and if they do, you could just bat your baby blue eyes and say, a woman never tells, or something equally, you know, coquettish and adorable. Because they wouldn't ask a man. Well, they might. Pensions being what they are. All right, so would education help you at all? Taking a course in something, would that up the ante?
It might. In fact, I'm considering getting the qualifications to have a certain type of certification for buyers.
Okay, I would do that as well, especially if you could do it and take the job. But given that sort of perspective, pull it apart for me. Is there any reason why you wouldn't take that job?
Well, the only reason being that, you know, if it was a position where it didn't get renewed, and then I would be back in the job market, and that's what worries me.
I hear. But, honey, look, the reason you don't want to be in a job market, it sounds like, first of all, you're fairly viable. You got the job you got the low-level job. Do you think there'd be any trouble getting it back again in a year?
No, I think the low-level job I could probably find.
So, honey, look. The worst case scenario is you'd have a year more experience, more money, update your resume, hopefully get some more education, and you'd be right back where you are, but you'd had that additional year with all those advantages. I don't think there's much of a downside. And I know looking for a job sucks. I mean, I'm not arguing that at all.
Yeah.
But I don't want your fear of being in the job market to keep you from taking a risk here, because you're betting on yourself. I would, given the fact it sounds to me that you've got a couple of places that really want you for a year, ask mm-hmm. them the questions. Just say, look, I'm very interested in this. I just want to know what the odds are of it going for more than a year. And I know that you can't commit to it, but give me the lay of the land on a scale of 0 to 100, where zero is no way in God's green earth, and the other is 100% chance that it'll, what are the chances and what are the issues? And ask all three of them. But I don't see that you have, there's much downside. Worst case scenario, you're right back where you are, but you have a year of, if nothing else, finding out if you still like that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do it.
Okay. All right. Well, you've given me some food for thought, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, don't understand, as women, we take all of our chances with men, right? we take all of our risks with our kids, with our men, and we take almost no risk in the workplace. Men do exactly the opposite. They take all their risks in the job place, and they want solid, and stable and easy and not challenging in their work life, which is, it's amazing that we ever get together, because we do exactly the opposite. But this seems to me, you're betting on yourself. I would ask the question so you had a clear idea of what you thought the best shot was. And you could be wrong, but given the fact, what's the differential in salary between what you're making and what they're offering?
Oh, it's significant.
Like a factor of two?
Close to it, yes.
So let's take, you take the new job, you bank half of your salary or whatever, because and so you've got that as, which means, what that means is, even if it took you another year to get a job, you haven't lost anything in terms of income because you're making double what you'd be making at the current job.
Right.
I do it, sugar. And again, I think, we were talking about symbols and genetics and evolution, and I think as women we have just been so taught to be, to try and be conservative about our work life, because I think all of us view ourselves as one paycheck away from being bag ladies. And we don't want to be dependent on our man and all that kind of stuff. But this is, I think, this one seems to me to be, have so much going for you and so little risk that I do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sugar. Let me know what happens, and good luck.
Okay.
And look, think of it this way. You are very prized. I would look into getting more certification, because it can't hurt. You'll also make some contacts. The nice thing about taking an adult education class, for example, in a field in which you're working, is that presumably somebody on the staff probably either has connections or is working in the field, so you've got another ally there. Quite often, universities will help you find jobs. So I do it, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay. Thank you very much. You've helped me in the past. I always appreciate
it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
855-993-7569. I'll tell you a little bit about, they said, I got a response about whether or not there are fireworks in Israel, and I'll tell you about it when I return, which is probably going to create some problems maybe for me. That's all right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, I don't know how many of you went to the movies this weekend. Apparently not a whole lot. But Magic Mike had something like 96% women. What a surprise. Came in fourth.
Well, my mom and my sister went to see it yesterday, actually.
Did they like it?
I didn't really ask.
It's kind of stupid. It's really kind of stupid. For a while, it looked like Magic Mike had actually beat Terminator. But it turns out the Terminator actually pulled through somehow on the weekend.
Terminator, I did go see last week.
Did you like it?
I thought it was okay. It wasn't the... I thought the first two of the series were...
Well, it turns out, yeah, that it was the number one movie... overseas, especially in Russia, like made a huge amount of money. So they may remake it, but it costs $115 million, they're saying, minimum before advertising. And so far it's made $44,000. So it's, you know, the overseas are what's going to, if it continues, it'll be because of the overseas.
Yeah.
Magic Mike was ahead of Genesis for a while, but then Genesis pulled ahead. So Magic Mike was fourth, Genesis was third, Terminator. Number one was Jurassic Park again. Just barely beat out Inside Out. Magic Mike will probably get remade, maybe, because it cost $15 million and has already made $26. So it will probably get remade. So even though it came in fourth, it's already made back its initial its initial outline. So, but Jurassic World is now, it's the number one grossing movie of the year, and I think it's something like fourth or fifth forever for the universe. So there will be another Jurassic World. I guess they're going to call it Jurassic Universe next time. I don't know. And yeah. Inside Out, which is was actually up 26% over the, even though it dropped from last weekend, it's actually, it actually did slightly better, I guess. I don't know exactly what that means. But it's made almost $250 million. So a quarter of $1 billion. It didn't cost very much to make. So my guess, Jurassic World has been number one for 4 weeks in a row. So there you go.
And I did see that too, by the way. I saw that last, last week.
Did you like that?
Not yesterday, but last Sunday. Yeah, it was entertaining, but I mean, it was very similar to the previous three installments. There's dinosaurs running around trying to.
Well, as I said, the CGI was great, but the entire plot can be determined by Judy Greer saying to her kids, "If something chases you, run." Yeah. Given the fact that it's over 2 hours, is Shannon still there? Did Shannon have something else she wanted to ask us about?
She's gone.
Yeah, I thought because my line shows are still there.
I didn't. You got to refresh your screen.
I got to refresh my screen. I can do that. Yeah, it doesn't work terribly well anymore, but maybe it's getting old and decrepit, and I don't know what it is. Alrighty, 855. Sometimes it tells me good stuff, sometimes it doesn't tell me anything. Alright, 855-993-7569. Alright, we're talking about disreputable symbols or controversial ones, and I just the swastika, which is a Greek cross, but it turns out to be 12,000 years old, right?
Yeah,
and you know, World War II was what 1939 basically started. So let's say 1940. So that's 75 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about 75 years versus 12,000 years. Hindus, Buddhists, in India and other Asian countries, it was an important symbol for thousands of years on temples, buses, taxis, and on the cover of books. And it meant well-being, good existence, and good luck. It's called a wan in China, a manji in Japan, a fiat in England, and a hakenkreuz in Germany, a tetraskelion or tetragammadion in Greek. All right. The deeper meaning of the word is permanent victory. Oops. Well, you can understand why that gets a little iffy.
Mm.
Any symbol can have positive and negative meaning depending on how it is drawn. So it turns out there's a difference in Hinduism between the right-hand swastika, which is symbol of the god Vishnu, and the sun, while the left-handed swastika is a symbol of Kali and magic. The double meaning of symbols is common in ancient traditions, like, for example, the symbol of the pentagram, five-pointed star, which is viewed as negative when pointing downward and positive when pointing upward, which is also true in nature. There's cis and trans, and the reason I remember that is because it's from biochemistry and immunology, and I actually passed immunology never having taken a biochem course and had no idea what cis and trans meant, but it means left and right. The earliest swastika ever found was in the Ukraine, carved on an ivory figurine, which dates 12,000 years ago, all right, which is now Serbia and Croatia, Bosnian Herzegovina, known as the Vinča culture, which dates back 8,000 years. In Buddhism, the swastika is a symbol of good fortune, prosperity, abundance, and eternity. Directly related to Buddha and can be found carved on statues on the soles of his feet and on his heart. It is said that it contains Buddha's mind. On the walls of Christian catacombs in Rome, the symbol of the swastika appears next to the words Zotico, Zotico, which means life of life. It can also be found on the window openings of the mysterious Libella rock churches in Ethiopia, and in various other churches around the world. In Nordic mythology, which as I knew about, Odin is represented passing through space as a whirling disc or swastika, looking down through all worlds. In North America, the swastika was used by the Navajo. In ancient Greek, Pythagoras used the swastika under the name Tetrakites, and it was a symbol linking heaven and earth, with the right arm pointing to heaven and its left arm pointing to earth. It was used by the Phoenicians as a symbol of the sun, and it was a sacred symbol by the priestess. So there you go. So the idea being, but don't try to explain that to anybody now, because what they will do, I mean, hence the point about the Confederate flag, is whatever it meant at one point, then its meaning has certainly changed. And that just as people are not particularly sympathetic with the 12,000-year-old history of a swastika, because the more modern sort of sensibility of it, which has been overlaid, is really very negative and an anathema to an awful lot of people. So there you go. All right, let's keep going.
Let's see. We left off with Julie saying it's not negative or offensive, part of our history.
Well, but it is, and yeah. That's my point, is that it may not have been initially, but if we're using the example of the swastika, that even though it's an ancient symbol, which not only did not mean something negative, meant something positive, that's not what most people associate it with it anymore. And therefore, right. If you fly a swastika, people are not going to say, oh, wow, yeah, that's a 12,000-year-old symbol of prosperity. They're going to say, you're a Nazi.
Tony says, I was born in the South. Let's see. She says, I was born in the South and raised by a Southern mother, and that flag never meant racism. I'm really tiring. I really am tiring of the word offensive and outraged. You can have any feeling you want about anybody, but you don't have to act upon it. That's when you should be outraged.
Could you read that, not the first couple sentences, but the last two sentences for me again?
She says, I really am tiring of the word offensive and outraged. You can have any feeling you want about anybody, but you don't have to act upon it. That's when you should be outraged.
Well, again, you know, I hear that we have, in theory here, an issue between freedom of speech and people's feeling offended. But again, if we look at the swastika, nobody sort of says, oh, well, I mean, remember that one of the princes, in England had the same issue, right? One of Harry, I think, went to a party dressed as a Nazi, and his mother yelled at him, the press yelled at him, he had to apologize. Let me give you a minor example. Maybe it's not so minor. Every once in a while, there will be some misguided man in my life who will tell me a joke about rape. And I say, it's not funny. Think about it with respect to your mother or your daughter or your sister, that it's not funny. It's not sexy, that rape is about power. It's never about sex. And if I think that if somebody were talking about raping you, you would not find it amusing. And you could say, well, that's overly sensitive. It's being politically correct. But if it's something that's important to you and it seems to you to be larger than the joke of an acceptance of something that's unacceptable to you, of something that's frightening to you, something that's offensive to you, I mean, that would seem to me why we have freedom of speech. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. you can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We were talking about symbols and their connotations and whether they're offensive or not. And I mean, as always, you guys are sort of thoughtful about it. Let's see what else we got here.
Susie says the elephant.
That's true. The elephant used to be a symbol of long-term memory And I suppose what happens if you have too much chocolate, and now it's a symbol of the Republican Party. I suppose you could say the same thing about the donkey, although I don't know that the donkey was ever viewed as kind of a dignified signal symbol. I don't know why the Democrats chose the donkey. Do you?
I
mean, it's a symbol, presumably, of stubbornness. You know, and so... Let's see, donkey as symbol, let's see. It always seemed to me that it was kind of an odd, let's see what it says. Donkey as symbol of Democratic Party, let's see what Google says. Cartoonist Thomas Nast is credited with making the donkey the recognized symbol of the Democratic Party. It first appeared in Harper's Weekly. Let's see, during 1828, Andrew Jackson tried to, I was close. they said, Andrew Jackson was the first Democrat to ever be associated with the symbol. They tried to label him a jackass for his popular beliefs and slogan, "Let the people rule." He was entertained by the notion and ended up using it to his advantage on his campaign posters, so I was right. It first appeared in 1870, so it took another, 42 years, and was already supposed to represent an anti-Civil War faction. The public was immediately taken by it, and by 1880, it's already become the unofficial symbol of the party. It turns out the same dude, Thomas Nast, was responsible for the Republican Party elephant. He drew a donkey clothed in lion skin, scaring away all the animals at the zoo. One of those animals, the elephant, was labeled the Republican vote. That's all it took for the elephant to become associated with the Republican Party. So neither of them had particularly auspicious beginnings. So there you go. All right, let's see what else we got. But that's a good point, right? That somehow, so Andrew Jackson sort of took a negative and made it a positive. That's kind of interesting.
Let's see. June says the Confederate flag is currently being used as a quote red herring to distract the public. The Confederate flag represented the state's attempt to divorce themselves from a union which they no longer felt compatible. Those who have the power to coerce, inflict violence, and create injustices and unfairness at the systematic level or at the personal level perpetuate retaliation and violence. Correct the unjust practices democratically and educate those with the power to act violently with alternatives rather than use a flag as a scapegoat.
Well, your point is well taken. However... understand that that's what symbols are, that they are larger than life. And once we get involved in symbols, I would suggest that all is lost. And we sort of suggest that by some of our vernacular, right? We say wrapping yourself in motherhood and the flag. And if you watch the women's soccer finals yesterday, that the women literally wrapping the flag around them. And at that moment, your heart beats fast. I wonder what would have happened if somebody had wrapped themselves in a Confederate flag. And I guess that's my point at this juncture in American history, that exactly as you point out, it was a symbol of divisiveness. And whether it specifically referred to slavery or just specifically referred to saying we don't want to be part of the Union, it was a symbol and a rallying symbol, a rallying cry of divisiveness. At a time where I think this country has never been more divided, do we need symbols that divide us? Or maybe we can find symbols that unite us. And maybe it doesn't have to be the American flag per se, although there's certainly a reason for that. I think most people, even if they feel that the government is misled and the country is going down a path that doesn't make much sense, still feel that we're Americans, that we're in this together, and we may not like everybody underneath the flag, but it is still our country, our flag, our responsibility, our task, and something that divides us. There are already so many things that divide us. Do we need one more thing? And if we wanted to find a symbol that said that we want to have, I'm trying to think of something that wouldn't divide us. And I thought universal health care, and I thought, no, that's a political red herring. If we want to have a country that that is in favor of the armed forces. No, I mean, it's hard to find something that we all agree on. But if nothing else, I think the Confederate flag is a symbol of something that is a long-standing symbol of divisiveness. And as I said, look, I'm born Southern as well. And somebody was teasing me that we don't call it the Civil War in the South, we call it the War of Northern Aggression. Do we need to be reminded that there was a Civil War? Do we need to be reminded that it was brother against brother, that it was American against American, that we lost more people in the Civil War than all of the rest of our wars put together because we were killing each other on both sides? Do we need to be reminded of that? And on the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg, do we need really to sort of remind ourselves that at one point we could not solve our differences in any logical way? We had to kill each other to do it. And we still had to negotiate the peace. That the wars don't solve problems. They just get people to the table to discuss what we're going to do next. Why don't we cut out the middleman? Why don't we just start with a table? Why don't we start with a treaty? And anything that gets us to that table, I think, is positive, that doesn't cause bloodshed. And anything that causes bloodshed to get us to that table, I think, is negative. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe the Olympic flag is as close as we get, except we now know that's a pretty corrupt organization. I mean, you know, it would be nice to find something that we found. Maybe there's a world flag that reminds us that we're all on the, you know, the spaceship Earth together, and if we're going to live or die depending on how we sort of get along with this. But again, do we need symbols that remind us of divisiveness? You know, when people call up and say, well, you know, I've had this argument and I want to end it. But I say, you can't go backwards. And if you go and remind people of the problem, you've reinvigorated it. Is that really what you want to do? If you want to solve a problem, you figure out how to move forward, not how to look back. Because then somebody has to admit that they were wrong. And people are loath to do that. Okay, what else we got?
Nicole says, the Confederate flag is the swastika for America. It symbolizes a proud heritage of racism, treason, ignorance, and defeat. Look up your American history.
Okay, tell me what you really think. All right, folks, 855-993-7569. You know, maybe we should put up this, what would you put up as a symbol of unity? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.